This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message. Now, turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what you supposed to do when you hear that? Receive. What you supposed to receive right now? Receive. Didn't the Apostle Paul say, grace and peace be unto you?
Yes.
From God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Then you're supposed to receive that right now. Go ahead and receive grace and peace. I receive your grace, Lord. I receive the peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Then it says, verse number 3, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Amen.
Amen.
So we see here that God comforts us. That's just a part of his nature. He's faithful to do that, to comfort us when we are going through difficult times, when we're grieving, or even when you just have difficult circumstances in your life. It don't have to be a death, but I'm going to tell you, God's always there. He's a present help in time of any trouble.
Amen.
Amen. This scripture teaches us that we are not to pull away, to avoid or to leave people isolated who are going through distressing situations and grief. He said, God comforts us in all our affliction so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble. So that means that we're not supposed to pull away from people that's having a hard time. We're not supposed to back up and shun them because we don't know what to say. Sometimes you don't have to say anything. Sometimes all that's needed is your presence. Sometimes all you just need to be there. You don't have to come up with an explanation. You just need to be there. And if God give you a word, you share that word. And then let the Holy Ghost go to work. Because if he give you a word for him, that means he intend to do something with it. Amen. So this scripture shows us we're not to pull away. We're not to back up. We're not to avoid or leave people isolated when they're going through distressing times. Amen?
Amen.
While God has promised to comfort us when we're going through tough times, it is important to know that he intends to use us to some extent to do the comforting.
Amen.
That's what this scripture says.
Yes.
God, we can depend on him at all times to comfort us. But when it comes to comforting other people, sometimes God wants to use you.
Amen.
So don't back away. Step up to the plate. You're the body of Christ. You got his compassion in you. You got his word in you. Amen. You got his strength in you. You got his joy and his peace. Amen. So don't back away. Amen. Be ready and willing to offer any type of aid or assistance that you can offer. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen? Now, what's the benefit of being comforted? How does that benefit us? Well, when we are comforted, we stop relying on ourselves and we rely only on God, who raises the dead. When we comfort others, we help them rely on God. That's the benefit of comforting others, is that we help them to refocus on the one that can help them.
Amen.
Amen. We help them refocus on God.
Yes.
So when we comfort others, we interrupt the process of relying on yourself, relying on man, relying on human wisdom. When we comfort others, and when we are comforted, we place our confidence in God and His Word, who will continue to deliver and help us. We're able to keep living by faith when we receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not going to comfort us to walk in unbelief. He's not going to comfort us to get over in fear. He's not going to comfort us to start doubting. He's going to comfort us, and that comfort leads to faith in God. It leads us to trust in God even more. Amen. And the more we trust in God, then the more manifestation of His glory we see. Do you know the more you trust in Him, the more you're going to see? You know, Jesus couldn't do any great works around people that didn't have any expectation. In fact, that was the last scripture that Kenny shared with us on Wednesday night. He had almost finished, and he said, well, I got one more. He said, Jesus could do no mighty work because of their unbelief. And Kenny redefined the word unbelief. And I took it. I took it to heart. I said, man, I ain't never seen that before. He said, unbelief is nothing but wrong thinking. Wrong thinking about God. It's when you think wrong. So the Holy Spirit doesn't lead us to think wrong about God. He always leads us to think the truth. You see, Jesus said the Comforter will lead and guide you into all truth. The truth about God. Amen. The truth about Jesus Christ, who is the truth. Amen. So when we are comforted, our faith is inspired. Amen. We are inspired to trust God, even though we're going through a difficult time. I'm still going to trust Him. Amen. Tell your neighbors, I'm still going to trust God. Amen. When we are comforted, we depend on God's grace and compassion and not on human wisdom. When we comfort others, we help them receive God's blessing. I mean, you see it. When we are comforted, then we are able to trust in God. We're able to receive from Him. That's one of the benefits of being comforted, is that it puts me in a place to where I can receive and draw strength from the one who is the strengthener. I can receive and draw strength from the one who is the comforter. I can receive peace from the one who is the Prince of Peace. Amen. Glory to God. I can receive deliverance from the great Savior. The word Savior means deliverer. When you say Jesus is my Savior, my Lord and Savior, what you're literally saying is Jesus is my deliverer. He delivered me from sin. He delivered me from the power of darkness. Translated me into the kingdom of His dear Son. In whom I have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the comfort. I feel the comfort moving in. Oh, don't you sense His presence here this morning? When we are comforted, the pressures and the stress of life are taken off and relieved. When we comfort others, we unshackle them from the cares and the anxieties of this world. When you comfort somebody else, you unshackle them from the anxiety, from the care, the worry, even the fear of the future. So when you bring comfort to somebody, how many of you ever been comforted? Didn't it take the pressure off? It's like a pressure relief. Where you didn't know what you was going to do and you just worried and I don't know how we're going to make it. I don't know how we're going to face another day. You know, you feel like you've come to your wits' end. You don't know what to do and you're confused. And then when that comfort comes in, when somebody, even the Lord Himself, when He speak a word of comfort to you, or He sends somebody to comfort you, it relieves the pressure. And it gives you a calm on the inside. I'm going to be all right. All is well with my soul. The Lord is going to take care of me because I trust in Him. Amen. He's here. The Comforter is here. Doing what he does comforts. This is just one manifestation of his presence, is that we receive comfort on the inside, that we're going to be all right. Amen. Praise God. Now turn to Lamentations chapter 3. Now, the first part of Lamentations ain't good at all of that chapter. This fella got nothing but trouble. He thank God done turned on him. He thank God is his worst enemy. Just read it. Oh, he talked about how the Lord done oppressed him and beat him down. And oh, I'm going to tell you. I started reading the first part. I said, oh, Lord. This fella blaming you for every trouble he got. He blaming you for every bad situation and circumstance in his life. He done blame God for it. But I thank God for verse number 21. Amen. 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 He said, this I call to mind, therefore I have hope. He said, in the midst of my trouble, in the midst of all the distress and the heartache and the grief and the pain, he said, I remind myself of this one thing, and this gives me hope. See, I have hope because I remember something about God. And he talked about God real bad here, but now he said, but I remember something about God. And he, you see, them first few verses, there's wrong thinking. If you ever think God is out to get you, you in bad shape. Because if he out to get you, can't nobody help you. I mean, just think about it. If God gonna get you, who you gonna have to help you? Baby, if God out to get you, you just got. So I refuse to believe that God's out to get me. I believe God has a good plan for my life. No matter what comes or goes, I'm still going to believe in the mercy and the grace and the goodness of the, and the loving kindness of God. That God has a good plan. Glory to God.
Glory to God. You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'd like to tell you about my book titled, Jesus Did It For You. I'm excited about this book because it focuses on the cross of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. Everything Jesus did, he did for our benefit. So many have only a limited knowledge of what belongs to them because of the price Jesus